dude, I just screwed up one fucking time and that bitch fucking cut me off. And then not only that, did it not tell me that it cut me off, but it does this when you're inside the box. If you hear the beep and you talk too long, it starts recording like right afterward. And it says, when you hit the pound sign, it says, you may not record after 5 minutes long. And you'll have like just this little bit from the tail end because you talked over 5 minutes. So you have to re-record it all. Alright? Assuming you got into this box, okay? Here's what you do. Well, you figured out how to get in here, so I don't explain it to you again. What you are is guest two under my box, okay? This is not your own box, okay? You can't. This is nothing. This is a subpart of my box just so I can leave you private messages. Alright? This is useful for if I get VMBs and shit and codes. If I get codes, I can send them directly to you with my comments. Like, I can say, hi, you know, this is a code from so and so. And here you go, and then you hear their actual, their voice, the way they talked, and I can send that to you. So you can get codes from there, and fucking, I can leave you private messages, leave me private messages. Alright, here's how you do that. Alright, when you get on, you know, and you read your messages, or if you don't have any, whatever, then you fucking, hold on, just grab some pencil here. Alright, so you have to hit, I really haven't tried this yet, so I don't know. Either, alright, you press 2, okay, and record your message just like you were talking to me, okay? Then you press pound when you're done, and make sure you don't talk too much over that beep, because then it'll cut you off like you just did to me. And you'll, like, be missing your entire message, except for the very last little portion. It, I don't know why it does that, but fucking doesn't do that regularly, but just when you're inside the box and recording a message or something else. Well, anyhow, what you do is you press pound and say, enter a box to send this to, or to spell the subscriber's name, press star. Don't press star. Okay, there's two options here that might work. You might want to try to send it the normal way, directly to my box at 6994. That might send directly to me. Or, if for some reason it says you are in this box or some stupid shit like that, and, you know, then hit and try also 95. Just hit 95 and wait. It'll say, it should say something like main box or main box number 5. Enter options. Alright. And then when it says enter options, what you do? Alright, there's a whole bunch of options. Well, there's, I think there's 3. You press 0 to find out what they are if you ever forget. 1 is private message. 2 is urgent message. Please don't leave me private urgent messages unless they, I mean, they absolutely really are, because they don't do much except just slow down the message time. Because in the beginning it says, this is a private urgent message, and then I have to wait for that, and then it does, it says that every time that, you know, if I save it or anything. So, you know, it's just a little pain in the butt. It doesn't really do anything particular. I mean, unless it's something you absolutely have to keep secret, then put it private. And if it's really important, put urgent, and I'll believe you. And that's 3, okay? This is receipt, notification of receipt. What happens here is, it'll say enter 1 to receive a notification that this person read your message. So you press 1, okay? And it'll say, okay, to send your message, press, you know, pound. Now if you press pound, what this message notification does is, when I read that message, it'll leave you a message in your sub box. A message saying something like, your message to so-and-so, whatever my name happens to be recorded as, time, you know, say, James T. Thornberger or whatever, you know, and, has been received, you know, at, and it'll tell you the time that I read the message. And it'll say, to repeat this, please press 1, or to erase it, press 2. So just erase it, press 2, you know, and get rid of it. And then it'll tell you if you have any messages, you know, after that. So it's a useful feature also, which I've never used. Is you press 3 and then you press 2. That'll notify you if I haven't read any of my that message in over 30 days and it got erased, okay? So if you ever want to use that for some fucking strange reason, you know. And the good thing about people messages on this box is fucking when you get, oh shit, all right, I'll send you off another message a second later.
Today at 7:05 p.m. To replay last message, press 1. To erase last message and listen to the next one, press 2. Erase.
Alright, so, what was I saying? Okay, so you press 3 and then 2, and it can, it'll notify you if I haven't read my messages in over, like, 30 days, because it erases it, and you have to re-record it. See, the good thing about this box, as I was just saying, is that when you leave something message this way, when you press 2 and then leave a message, it leaves directly in the box, and you press the notifications, they don't know that you have the notification. They're not notified of that fact. So, literally, you can check to see if the person is just being lazy or whatever. No. Well, sometimes I don't reply to messages because, one, I really don't have anything to say, or, two, it's because I just don't have time to do it at the moment. Then you can wait a little while, and I check my box quite often, really, I do. I don't like to get it up over maybe 3 messages, because after that it gets really kind of cumbersome to, work around with. So, that's pretty cool. There might be a few more features, but I don't think so. Again, when you're done, either 6994 or 95, whatever. I forget. It's probably 994, but that's because that's my box number. You can try that. If that really doesn't work, this is how I send you messages. I record the message like I'm doing now. And then when I'm done, I press pound, and then I hit 9, and then you guess the number, which is 2. Okay, I have guest one here, is Brother John. Now, Brother John, okay, he's pretty cool. If you ever want to leave a message or something, say, what's up, howdy, or you got codes for him, or a fucking B&B, hang on, he likes hacking on B&Bs, or if you have a working code or something, what you do is you record a message with the 2, just like you would record for me, then you press pound and hit 91 for the box number when it asks you, and it'll say guest one, right? So, then you just, use the options or whatever you want to use, and then press pound to send it off. And it'll say press star if you want to send this to another location. Like if you want to make one message and send it off to a whole bunch of people on the same system. There's exactly one other person on the system at the moment, but his name is Tripper, but I don't want to give out his box right now because it's just a personal box and he really doesn't check it too much. But, I get into some great conversations with him. He's pretty cool. I hope this can be useful. If I get a VMB, another VMB, I'll leave the one just as soon as I get it. Oh, here's a fucking AT&T. I haven't checked this out yet. 402-266-8601-5065. Okay? Let's see what else. I think that's it. So, enjoy this. And, I can send you codes directly from my box. Say I get the codes, okay? If I feel like letting you have them, I press a certain, you can do this too, if I send you a message and you want to send it back to me or something, or send something, that you get from, like, somebody else, I guess, in my box, just feel free, hit, box number or whatever, you can do that, hit 6 after you hear the message, so I'll say record your comments and then press pound, and it's just like sending a regular message, except it appends the message you're listening to your comments, and you can send the whole thing as a package to me. Well, I have to get going because my friends here and the populators.
Today at 7:09 p.m. To replay last message, press 1. To erase last message and listen to the next one.